Good morning. It is Sunday, January the 20th, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, kind of a mixed bag this past week, but let's start off with what I consider kind of a win for you, a win for the town, and really a win for Western North Carolina, and that is what Attorney General Josh Stein came back with on the HCA acquisition of Mission Health, and a lot of things in this deal that the Attorney General is directing HCA to do that are a big benefit to all of us.
Absolutely, but before we discuss his decision, you said that it was a mixed bag this week.
Yes.
It was kind of a roller coaster ride for me,
yes.
Up and down. So let me start with the high side, and that was the decision of the Attorney General to approve the sale of Mission Hospital System to HCA with provisions. Basically, what the Attorney General did, he announced earlier in the week at a press conference in Asheville that he, in fact, was approving that sale and conversion, but he had put in provisions by having them go back and rewrite and edit their original APA, which is the Asset Purchase Agreement. When that first came out, I was aware of the proposed sale, and I want to thank some of our residents, such as Barrett Hawks, John Barnhart, who kind of volunteered their former professional services as attorneys that were very conversant in these kind of transactions. They went through the APA, did a lot of research, and really helped me understand what was being proposed.
Mm-hmm.
From that, the town created a resolution of concerns about the initial proposed sale, which I, in turn, along with Barrett Hawks and also Mayor Bob Scott of Franklin, we traveled to the AG's office and met with his staff in the fall in Raleigh and went over some of the concerns that we had. Plus, after that original resolution was passed earlier in the fall, there were more issues that emerged, especially from other groups that had concerns about the small hospital units in the Mission system and so forth. So when we went to the press conference and we heard what Josh Stein was approving and the conditions, we were really surprised that almost everything that in our resolution was addressed by the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the original agreement gave a guarantee of 5 years of operation for our hospital. Attorney General Stein met and negotiated with the Mission folks and the HCA folks and got them to agree to give the guarantee for 10 years. So that means that they are committed to operating our hospital for another decade.
Mm-hmm.
He also built in some protections. For example, with the local hospital boards, if they decide to cut back services, he is going to require that there be a monitor to monitor all of these provisions and implementation policies.
Right.
For example, if they wanted to cut back services to Highlands Cashiers Hospital, Franklin's Angel, or Spruce Pines Blue Ridge Hospital, a monitor would have to be notified and there would have to be justification for terminating those services.
Mm-hmm.
That monitor would also report back to the Attorney General.
Mm.
So the Attorney General has committed his office to making sure that all of the provisions of this agreement will be implemented the way everyone had agreed to. So I just thought it was a great win for the people of Western Carolina. Also, I think it's a great win for Mission.
Mm-hmm.
I congratulated Mission, HCA, the Dogwood Foundation, and all the people that are concerned about maintaining first-class healthcare access in Western Carolina. I think we all won from this approval that the Attorney General gave this past week. I want to thank the Attorney General. I want to thank our town board. And again, people like Barrett Hawks and John Barnhart and others that lent support and resources to this effort. I think we all win from this going through this process, and I think it's a real benefit for the long-term viability of all of Western Carolina.
Well, you described this week as a roller coaster. That was the peak, and then things went really far down at the town board meeting. Before the board meeting, I know you thought what was going to be presented to the board and what was likely going to be actioned on was a vote on the trees on Main Street. As I to paraphrase Shakespeare, new trees or not new trees.
There you go.
But that really didn't happen. And from what I hear, there's quite a contentious meeting. Some people, it was characterized as stormed out of it. And in the end, there wasn't really any further action on this. Can you give us a recap?
That is correct. And it was a contentious item on the agenda. At the beginning of the meeting, I knew that a lot of people would want to speak to that issue once again. Mm-hmm. And to be quite frank, we have had two previous town board meetings where when that item came up, I treated it more as a town meeting format or as a public hearing, and I let everybody speak. At this meeting, I requested that if anybody wanted to address the tree issue, they could do it in the public comment period, and we had a large number of people that did that. It was a contentious situation. People made very passionate arguments against planting trees or limiting the number of trees. In the end, what I wanted to see happen, first of all, was to review what our options had been, and that was to plant 4 trees between 3rd Street and 5th Street, which is a quarter of a mile stretch. I just measured that out in my car the other day, or plant 7. That was kind of the two options we had on the table, plus a third option, and that was to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we started. We looked at the options. The other thing I wanted to do was to get a specific price. Some people during the process had said, oh, you don't really know how much this will cost. We had Lamar Nix do a lot of research on how much the different options would cost. He made a presentation. While some people didn't follow it with precision, Lamar did have a very good estimate of how much it would cost for the various options.
Right.
He had been researching this for quite some time. So that was the stage. Commissioner Patterson added another dimension and another option. And between the feedback that we'd gotten at the public comment period and the different possibilities of planting the trees, where to plant them, how to plant them, and so forth, it became kind of difficult to get a real clear direction on what we should do. There was some people that were just, you know, really adamant about planting any trees at all. I know Bob Kiltika of the Christmas Tree and Harry Bears and others and Jerry Moore of Kilwins, they were very outspoken about, you know, this whole project.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, a motion was made to plant 7 trees. Again, we didn't really have a clear direction, in my opinion. I asked Commissioner Pearson to table that motion and or take it off the table, and we tabled the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And to be quite frank, I don't see a path to move forward. It might emerge later on, but right now, I think the tree planting on Main Street is kind of a dead issue. Now, I want to address one thing, and you were talking about that some people, you know, left the meeting kind of, if you will, kind of got up, expressed their disgust, and walked out.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a difficult point, I'll admit, and maybe I could have done a better job in managing it, but we were kind of at a standstill there. I was disappointed that some of these friends who were my friends and fellow citizens came to such quick closure and got up and walked out. And in one particular case, I wish that person had stayed because the final result was what that person wanted.
Right.
So, you know, I hate to see us get in such a contentious situation in Highlands to where our civil and community behavior kind of gets edgy and we push that edge. So I was disappointed to see that happen. I hope that I can preside over those meetings in the future where we don't get to those points. But it's, you know, kind of a two-way street. Our citizens need to understand that we're trying to conduct the business of the town in the best and most orderly way we can. And sometimes we get into difficult situations. Mm-hmm. And now I think we just need to work together and move forward, just like with the hospital situation that we went through, we just talked about. After the Attorney General announced his decision, I contacted all of the people that had not agreed with my position and the board's position. I congratulated the folks at HCA and Mission and the foundation folks that had been involved in the process. And, you know, it's always important that after we have our disagreements, that we come back together, work together to move this community forward.
Well, now on to a slightly less passionate subject, and that's to deal with the broadband project and the financing of it. I understand there has been some progress on that.
That's right. And yes, I'll probably get passionate about this too, but we did pass a resolution that we had to, as a requirement to apply for a loan with the local government commission. The board passed a resolution to actually request to be able to make a request to the LGC to borrow the money to build the fiber optic network. And that's what we did at this meeting on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I want to address something, because in the public hearing, some people kind of suggested that the town board and staff, we were just kind of making things up and had not really done a lot of due diligence and research. That is not the case. We've been working on this with experts in the field and government officials for the last 4 years. And even with this loan, we're going through BB&T. They are experts in government loan issues. They actually even have a division. And in fact, we've been working with them, and they assist us and work with us in our application to the local government commission, because they do this with municipalities throughout the state.
Right.
So I want to assure everyone, we're just not making this up. We're going through procedures and meeting all the requirements as required by the state, and we are following our policies.
Well, speaking of working with state officials, you had a meeting with our state senator this past week, as well as Jim Tate. How did that go?
Yes, Jim Tate, our chair of the Macon County Commission, is always very supportive of Highlands, and we worked together on so many things. He had been working with Senator Davis and, of course, Kevin Corbin, our state representative. And Jim and Senator Davis came up and visited me in the town hall to discuss concerns that we have that might be resolved, or we can get assistance from the state, since Senator Davis is one of our state representatives. And I was really delighted to meet with Senator Davis, and I was so grateful he gave us the time to kind of sit down before the legislative session and see what we need and where we are in certain projects. One of the things that I brought up was we may need his support on resolving the issue of the tractor trailers on the Gorge Road.
Right.
Senator Davis started by saying, "Oh yeah, I encountered one of those coming up the road, so I understand you have a problem."
First-hand
experience. And he's very supportive, wants us to work with the DOT officials and the state patrol. And if we need assistance at the legislative level, Senator Davis is ready to provide us assistance and support. So that was a very good response and support from Senator Davis. And then also, we gave him a briefing on our broadband initiative. And again, we went over how we're trying to comply with House Bill 129, which is state law that governs community broadband. Mm-hmm. And we explained to him we are following those procedures, but there's some challenges. And he is supportive of us, you know, developing this broadband, which will allow many providers to deliver service to the citizens of Highlands and this area. And again, we have a good communication and connection with the senator as we move forward with implementing this new fiber optic network. So I'm just really appreciative of both of our legislators for taking the time to meet with us and see where we are on certain critical projects.
And on that note, we will wrap up this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.